BFBS, the Forces Station.
So I'm the Reverend Wing Commander Colin Weir, 83 EAG Chaplain.
I'm Imam Ali Omar, RF Coningsby Chaplain.
Well, Padres, it is so lovely to talk to you. Now, Colin, I'll come to you first. Give me a little bit of background about where you are at the minute and what's been going on there.
Okay, so I'm based at Al Udeid Air Base, and I've been out here for 4 months. And my remit has been to look after all the UK personnel in the broader Middle East. So that's covering 902 EAW, 906 EAW, and Crossways as well. And I've been spending the last 4 months based here, but travelling around those other locations as well.
Amazing. And Ali, tell me a little bit about what you're doing there at the minute.
Well, I'm here today visiting Reverend Wing Commander Colin Weir. I've just come from Dukan Air Base, where 12th Squadron are based for the moment before deploying to Oman. And they've been there for the Shadowhood, the World Cup exercise. And I'm a chaplain at RF Coningsby, where 12th Squadron is based in UK.
Ali, I'll stay with you for the minute. What has the experience been like for you?
Well, it's been a very good experience to see the lads and the girls preparing for the flights to move from Dukan Air Base, leave to Tumarate, where they're going to go and begin the exercise Magic Carpet.
And I've got to touch on this as well, Ali, because you are the first Muslim Padre. What does it mean for you to be in this particular role with such an important message that you want to share?
Well, it's quite exciting being the first Muslim chaplain to be a regular Padre with the RAF. That's really exciting, and it is a very groundbreaking event because we've never had a Muslim chaplain in uniform. So I'm the first one walking around as a regular chaplain and doing all the chaplaincy stuff. And as a result of that, I've come out with my group captain to be able to come and visit the 12th Squadron who are out on tour.
It must have been lovely for 12th Squadron to see you. What was the reception like?
It was really nice because seeing people who I was seeing them at the squadron, and suddenly for them to see their Padre out in theatre, they're very, very excited, and it's been very good. The only difference is, whilst they were at 12th Squadron, we had the Qataris there who were training with us. A lot of my concentration was on the Qataris who were away from home as a duty of care. So now we've come here, it is the other way around, because now here we have the 12th Squadron who are away from home, and the Qataris, they are at home.
Well, it sounds like you've had a brilliant time. I'll come back to you, if I can, Wing Commander Colin, just to find out a little bit more about this collaboration with Ali. It must be so good for the both of you to be together and just experiencing this tour together.
Absolutely. It's been great to have Ali out for a few days to visit, because whilst I've been here, I've been going across to visit 12th Squadron a few times during the role here. So it's been really great that Ali has come out along with Group Captain Billy Cooper, the Coningsby Station Commander, to visit 12th Squadron and just to see them, thank them for their role. That squadron's been deployed out here since the very end of September, start of October. They've got another few weeks to do on exercise in Oman and then returning to the UK. So it's been a long time for them to be away from home. And it's terrific, actually, just to catch up with Ali and find out, because Ali's been a full-time RAF chaplain now for just five, six months. So it's been great to discover how he's been finding those early days of full-time chaplaincy. And actually, it's been great because one of the things we were discussing is how, back at Coningsby, whenever people come and they encounter Ali, they treat him as just a regular chaplain. You know, the difference in our faith makes no difference on a day-to-day basis of people coming in and out and looking for the help and the assistance of a chaplain.
So you've just hit the nail on the head for me right there. In my own experience as an RAF reservist with Padre, it's not about the religion, it's about people. The Padre always puts people first.
That's it, Amy. That's exactly the message. Especially at the minute, people are under so much stress and pressure, pressures of work, the pressures of cost of living crisis and everything else that's going on there in the world. It's important that, you know, chaplaincy is there. We offer a confidential, safe space for people to come to offload and just seek assistance and trying to work out a way forward for some of the issues and problems that they're encountering. That's what we really want to be seen to be offering the chaplaincy across the Air Force and across defence.
It really is. And it is not often that we have Padre Squared that come and join me on the show. So it has been an absolute pleasure to talk to you, gentlemen. I'm going to leave you with final thoughts. So Squadron Leader Ali Omar, I'll start with you first. For people listening to this today, maybe they're new to their career, wherever they may be around the forces world, what would you like them to know about you?
Well, I'd like them to know that as an imam, I'm there to listen to them and to give them a word of advice or just to create the same safe space that they would expect from any padre that they meet in a station or wherever they are, whether it's in operations or back at home.
And Wing Commander Colin Weir, I'll put the same question to you. For troops listening around the world, you are the Padre of 83 EAG, but what would you like people to know about you?
I guess what I would want people to know about me and I think about chaplaincy, there's always someone to talk to. Don't bottle things up. Don't bottle up emotions, but talk to a chaplain and just don't put yourself under any added pressure of where you can share whatever's going on. That would be my key takeaway to people. There's always help out there. Just please do reach out for it.
The very best of luck with the rest of your tour. What's next for you?
So literally my replacement flies in tonight. And then in just over a week or so, I return to RAF Bryce Norton, where I'm the senior chaplain of the team there. I'm excited that, you know, Bryce Norton is a very busy station that's in the centre of everything that's happening. So I'm looking forward to getting back and continuing my back at Barney's.
And for you, Ali, what's next?
Well, very soon we'll be flying over to Oman for the magic carpet. And from there, we'll be going back to RAF Coningsby to continue my duties with the team there.
BFBS, the Forces Station.